Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome to today's episode. I am thrilled to have you here, and I am also thrilled to have Jeffrey Suey. He has a company. He actually has a university, a Master Coach University. So I'm excited to learn more about that. So welcome to the show, Jeffrey. It's lovely to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Good stuff. So tell us a little bit about how and why you created your university.
Well, I originally started as a coach. And when I first got started, it was kind of a funny thing because I was studying as a musician in college. I went to a conservatory up in New York City. But my family was from the world of real estate. If you know anything about real estate agents, you know, last time they've been to a personal growth seminar, they just look at their watch because it was pretty recent. Usually they're personal growth junkies. So I got turned on to personal growth, you know, very young in life. And primarily I saw it as a way to improve my own life at the time. But at some point right after school, Tony Robbins, well-known speaker, guru, coach himself, had sent out a mailing to all his customers. And I happened to be one of them, that he was looking for coaches. And I said, that's what I want to do. And so I went out to San Diego, spent about 30 days getting trained from Tony. And there were about 50 of us went through the training. About 25 of us were chosen to go to work for him as results coaches. And that's really what got me into the industry. Eventually, after about a year and a half, I went out on my own, started my own practice. And what we found was, with a lot of our clients that were in leadership positions, we worked with a lot of managers, executives, that they wanted to learn what we did so that they could make a difference for their teams. And they wanted to bring coaching skills into their world as well. So we started training them in what we had already learned. And also at the time, I was lucky enough to have some partnerships and expand my practice to the point where there was no way I was going to be able to work with every one of my clients one-on-one. And so kind of simultaneously, we realized I need to get some team members who are going to be really good at what they do. I wanted the best coaches in the world working for me as well. And so I started to ask this question: what makes the best coaches in the world? And the answers were all put into our original trainings. So I originally built the Master Coach University, what has become the Master Coach University trainings, primarily to train my own team and a few other clients that wanted to learn some of the skills that we had used with them, well, as we worked with them as our clients. And so they were very, very intense trainings originally. We would do 1 or 2 months, and every week our students would spend 10, 20, 30 hours working on their skills, coaching each other. Very transformational, but it was also a lot of work. And ultimately, we realized that it wasn't just going to be these couple use cases for the training, that were a lot of coaches or people that wanted to become coaches that really just wanted to have their own practices. They wanted to learn what we did and do it for themselves, learn how to get the business rolling as well. And so we finally said, you know what, let's actually make this an actual veritable university and build out a curriculum. Now the curriculum is about 18 months or so in length, depending on how you take the courses. And it really teaches everything from basic coaching skills to mastery level skills, how to get the business started, how to make more money coaching, all the different ways to market yourself as a coach. And we really filled out all the curriculum to help someone start from scratch and actually build up a real coaching business, a real coaching practice, and also have great skills to make a difference and transform lives on the way. On the journey, so to speak. So that's a little bit of the background of what got Master Coach University started.
I love that. I love that you started teaching it to your team and then realized that it could transform further and further out. So what kind of coaches are they? Are they executive coaches, or can they be any type of coaches?
Pretty much any type of coach. We've worked with all of them. Actually, I think our number now of students is around 105,000, give or take. So it's insane how many coaches we've reached over the years. So health coaches, career coaches, executive coaches, business coaches, life coaches, personal coaches, transformational, spiritual. I mean, you could just go on and on. What I think happened is that early on when I got my training from Tony Robbins, he had a very specific approach to helping people. And no doubt it could apply to just about anybody, but it was very inner game focused. If you've ever been to a Tony Robbins seminar, you know that he's working with you on your motivation, on your psychology, on your mindset, on your emotion. And the way his filter for the world is, everything is an inside game. And so it got really good at that kind of transformational coaching. call it emotional or mindset coaching, if you will. But what I discovered was you can have an amazing mindset. You can be totally dialed in terms of your own personal performance, so to speak, and still not show up for the community or the team or the customers or your family the way that they need so that you can play well with others. So I went to some other trainings in a whole different area and really learned a whole different modality of transformation and coaching, which was much more externally focused. So learned a lot of inner game from Tony. And then we built a different what I call discipline within the university eventually from a whole different area of study. And I call this accountability, which is basically, simply put, it's how to make sure that your client or you, if you're working on yourself, actually takes the actions with the consistency, the quality, and the level that's needed from the people around you, and how to be receptive enough, how to enter into the conversations that actually transform the way that you relate to the rest of the world, not just the way that you relate to yourself as well. And so these two disciplines, so to speak, this what I call strategy, which is basically inner and outer game of strategy of dialing what works best, basically how to get where you want to go, and accountability, getting yourself to take the action and engage with the rest of the world such that you become something or someone to other people, to your clients, to your family, to your boss, to whoever it is that you need to become for, so that your co-creation of your life becomes more than just about you. These two disciplines became what we really taught in the university. And either of them are going to apply to almost any client to some extent, because we find that either, no matter who you are, no matter what kind of result your client wants, they either need to transform their strategy. Like they're really hardworking. They show up, they get all their everything done that they need to get done. They do it with a level of quality, but for some reason, emotionally, there's something missing. There's a block that's stopping them from making a key decision. They don't have a great strategy in producing one type of result, whether it's in their relationship or with their body or in their career or their work, right? Something is going on that's inner or outer game that they need to up-level their strategy. Or there's a different type of client a lot of times who they know it all, right? They've watched every podcast. They've seen every YouTube video on it. They've taken every course. They've got 6 different PhDs. And also, they're like super spiritual. They meditate every day. They've got everything going on perfectly inside. They are like the ultimate pure monk of a person. But they can't get themselves to show up on time for their podcast interview or for the bus or for their job or for their date or something. They aren't following through on what they know. It's more theory versus practice. And so for that individual, it's totally disempowering for them, obviously, even though they've been empowered strategy-wise, and they need to get themselves to follow through with a level of consistency and integrate that with the rest of their relationship so that, like I said, they can co-create their reality. So these two different disciplines, they really apply to almost any client. There's no doubt, to be fair, in different niches, whatever you want to call it, within the world of professional coaching, personal coaching, life coaching, there are definitely specific strategies for career or weight loss or relationships that we do teach some of those, but no doubt there's plenty that we don't teach that someone can specialize in. But no matter what, universally, what I found is that every client at some point needs to transform their inner and outer game, their inner and outer strategies. And usually at some point, almost any client is going to need to become accountable for something they're currently not responsible for. They're not following through at a level of consistency or quality that they need to. And maybe, again, it's just because they're not receptive to what the world needs from them, per se. And so universally, these things seem to make a difference, and really they're the deliverables of what any coach needs to deliver to their client, regardless of what expertise or experience or knowledge beyond that coach needs to also deliver to their client, so the client can really transform their life, have a breakthrough in their results, whatever it is that they're promising within their practice.
That's fantastic. You're really marrying two such important foundational parts of a business, you know, like the, sure. You know, like you said, the mental part. And that's so funny that you say that, because that does happen to people. And even myself, sometimes when I have something that I don't want to do, but it needs to get done, I will find every other thing that I need to do first.
Of course.
And that's, you know, that's when you know there's something stopping me. It's a belief. Yep. It's a fear. It's a, you know, there's something there blocking it. So sometimes you just got to push through some of those.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Business is a great example because there's, if you're really running a veritable business, you always have 5 to 10 plates to spin just based upon the way that businesses are divided up. You've got to be a jack of all trades to some extent. And it's almost guaranteed just in business, even if we separate that from the rest of life, that you're not going to discriminate perfectly with every one of these areas. It's just in your own mind. There's this part of our mind that says, well, we want more pleasure. We want to avoid pain. And if one of those areas is more painful for us than others, for whatever reason, we don't even have to think about it. We'll naturally gravitate away from that and towards others. And that's going to create a weakness in that business. That's an inner game issue. It's a motivational issue. It's a psychological issue. Now, on top of that, we can also look at that from the outside, from an accountability perspective, and say, look, whether or not you feel like that, you can commit to me. You can commit to the rest of your business partners. You guarantee you're going to do this, even if you hate it. And then actually be responsible and accountable for that. Really manage your, what my predecessors would call your word world relationship. Like, what's the relationship between my promises, my word, what I say, and what I actually do? Get the tongue in your shoe aligned with the tongue in your mouth, so to speak. And so from that external perspective, the accountability perspective, you can actually get that done whether or not you feel like it. But so either whether it's coming from an inner perspective or an outer perspective, some transformation is probably possible there when it's facilitated by somebody who can help a client navigate both or either of those.
So you're really teaching people how to become a coach and coach their clients, but also teaching them how to become a business owner.
Yeah, I think that's the big missing piece for so many coaches, unfortunately. We find after working with thousands of coaches that they, speaking of pleasure and pain and having predilections and discrimination between divisions and areas of life or business, you know, coaches tend to be very, very motivated to relate to people, to talk to people, to be very, usually very helpful and giving and generous. But what's usually lost for them is, what am I going to do for my own profitability, for me getting the ROI, the return on investment? What am I going to do outside of just the social time that happens within any business, that without it, you ain't got a business, you know? And so it's the same thing for coaches. There are certain places where they're off balance, and that off balance can make it so a business is dead on arrival, or at some point they will plateau and they're like, why am I plateauing? It's because you either have a blind spot or you're willfully avoiding what you actually know you need to do. And now we need some accountability for you at that point as well. So no doubt the business and the practice, or the business and the actual coaching part of it, two vastly different disciplines, vastly different areas that take a different personality. And usually coaches have the coaching personality and they don't have the business personality for it. So they got to build that up and really work on that. Even if it's not going to be the strongest area for them, they got to do it enough to get to the point where they can actually make a difference and make the impact that they want and pay their bills at the same time.
Yeah, that paying that bills is kind of an important part.
Of course.
We all want to help people, but yeah, you got to be running a business and making money in order to be running a business, if you will. You've got some great terminology though. Tongue in shoe, tongue in mouth. You're killing me here. Actually, tell me some of your clients, maybe your best, biggest success stories or interesting ones about people who've come into your training.
It's interesting. I mean, so many different types of people at some point in the last couple decades, as we've run these trainings, have wanted to either onboard some of these skills or actually thinking about making a career transition into coaching. And probably the most famous student of ours would be Hal Elrod. He's the author of The Miracle Morning and the Miracle Morning series now. And Hal came to me, I don't know, it was probably about 2 decades ago now. And he'd already written his first book. I think it was called Taking Life Head On. He had been in a car accident and the doctor said, you're never going to walk again. And he had some real miracles show up, and he was very determined to turn himself around physically. And it was a very inspiring story. And Hal, one thing that he already had going for him is that he was oozing charisma. I mean, like, super inspiring person right off the bat, right? And so he really didn't need any more mojo in order to inspire people and motivate people. Like, he already had that going on. He was starting to do keynotes already. And he was selling a lot of books at the time as well. But he came to me because he definitely wanted to more codify his coaching process. And we taught him that. But probably more importantly for Hal at the time is he wanted to learn the business model of coaching. And there are several different business models. You know, you can have just a regular, just a session business model where you meet people, you network, you run sessions, you sign people up. That's it. It's really, really simple. There is a speaking business model. This is the one that we taught Hal, where he would use his speeches as ways to generate not just authority where, hey, look, I'm the speaker, you're learning from me, you look up to me, you want to work with me probably, but also as a way to generate those discovery sessions, we call it basically a lead gen tool to get people who just saw me speak into a one-on-one conversation where then I can actually enroll them in ongoing coaching. And so he hit six figures his first year just by leveraging those speeches that he was doing into ongoing coaching. So he was able to monetize the speaking. What I see with a lot of authors is that they try to monetize their speaking by, they go speak and they say, I got this book, buy this book. And well, look, the book is just not that much money on a per unit basis. So you better be speaking in front of 20,000 people. And most people aren't in front of that size of audience. And so they're not going to make ends meet. But with a coaching practice behind that as well, they could say, look, you can have a session with me. Now, every single person that actually becomes a client, I mean, I'm making $200, $500, $1,000 a month. You could do the math on that. And very quickly, you get to a full-time income just with a couple speeches under your belt. That's what Hal did. And so the rest is really history with Hal. He wrote The Miracle Morning and built up an insane following. A couple of years ago, I did a keynote at one of his events. And I mean, just huge crowds. And he actually now, he's so busy with his publishing business. And he's so busy with the seminars and the masterminds that he leads that he actually outsources the coaching to my team, because I have a team of coaches still at work within what I call JTS Advisors, which is basically our consulting and coaching arm. And he says, you know, I don't even want to take the time to do the coaching anymore, at least on a one-to-one basis. So if I have somebody who wants that, they just refer them to us and we work with them on that basis. So Hal is probably our biggest success story. And again, like he had a lot of the mojo already, like I said, we just gave him a few of the strategies that he needed to, basically weave in or integrate into who he already was to build what he built. And he did a ton of stuff after learning from Master Coach University as well. So Hal's one of the ones that I always recall very vividly. I think we also find that a lot of the students that do quite well are, regardless of where they come from, they very quickly utilize their network or some other high leverage area of their life to tap into that to generate client relationships immediately. Because there's one thing that I know happens when people go through the university, they become very good coaches very fast, you know, because we don't hesitate. We don't pull any punches when it comes to coaching skills and being able to transform and cause breakthroughs for a client. Like they're going to do that pretty much guaranteed, whatever level of skill they're starting with. But not every coach has an already existing network of people that really look up to them, know, like, and trust them. Not every coach has a speaking business like Hal did already. Not every coach is really great with internet marketing. But if we have a student that already has one of those areas that they either learned in the past or they've already generated a bit of a platform for themselves, they just onboard the skills and the process to coach and they instantly, practically instantly, within a month or two, they monetize those lever points into coaching quite quickly. And they've got a really lucrative business right off the bat. The other type of student, like I mentioned before, is the coach that really loves working with people. They're probably very helpful, but they don't have a tremendous network. They're not yet a business person or a super career micro business professional. They're not a great internet marketer or speaker just yet. And so they've got to build a business model really from scratch. And that can take months or years to get to that point, and not everybody's got the staying power for that. So they tend to have more challenges with getting the business started, but they can certainly do it, but it's hard work. It takes a different, like I said, a different mindset, a different set of skills, a different set of actions, but anybody can do that as well if they're willing and they grit their teeth, even if it's not their strength. So we found counselors and nurses and people that just don't have that business training yet actually do quite well ultimately over the long term and make a transition. But like I said, the ones that have more instant success, they've already got a lever point. They're just adding coaching to that piece. And they're tremendously successful very quickly. And those are the exciting ones a lot of times when we have a student like that.
Yeah, I love that. He's almost exhausting because he's just so full of energy all the
Yeah.
time. He's absolutely delightful. So I'm so grateful that he found you and that you could help him, you know, move on and do what he's doing now, which is helping so many. That's fantastic. But yeah, I love those. I don't know if you can call them rags to riches stories, but you know, the people who weren't sure if I can do it and they're not my strength, but you know what, I'm going to plow forward. And it makes sense that you teach them the inner work, which also must give them confidence to work on the outer work, you know,
Yep.
confidence they probably didn't have before.
That's so true. And I go to a lot of business trainings and I have mentors in business. That's my weak point, frankly, as well. And so I have help from other people who are really strong in that area. And what they invariably will tell me at some point is the clients that you work with, the students that you work with, these newer coaches, you know, a lot of them sound like they really don't have the business wherewithal. And you do need to uplevel your clients. You need to just find clients that are just, you know, already doing well and have a lot of money, and then you could have a much better business. And which is strategically, it's actually expedient. It's good advice, actually. You know, I'd probably make more money if I did exactly what they just said. I'd select a richer niche, so to speak. But that's not really what floats my boat. That is not my purpose. I want to work with anybody who really is dedicated to make a difference for people, because it's not for me, it's not just about, hey, how much per client can I make? It's about how much of an impact am I going to make? And that's really what motivates me. So what's really inspiring and exciting is when I work with somebody who they were never going to have a super successful business, but then they transform their own belief systems, their own inner game, and then they're accountable for taking the action consistently because we provide that to them as students. Suddenly, like, it's really a, speaking of miracles, it's a miracle. It's really a total 180 for them that they do something, they cause a result that was never in the cards for them. It was never expected. It was totally unexpected. It was unimaginable to them, much less anybody around them who knew them. And so when people see that change and I get to see the change, it's really inspiring. I mean, what inspires us the most is not somebody who was already great that just becomes a little greater, right? What inspires us the most is the person who's got the broken leg that overcomes that. Like Hal went through the car accident and then he couldn't walk and then he transforms that. Somebody who's really disempowered or incapable, it's seemingly incapable in an area that overcomes those limitations, turns that around and actually builds something, even if it's not as great out of that. Like, that's what inspires me. And to see those individuals who just really wanted to help actually help a lot more people, because it takes a business to, for that leverage to reach those people. But then simultaneously, they're also helping themselves and their family and paying their bills, et cetera, from the difference that they're making. I mean, that's what gets me up in the morning. Like, I want to see more of that and those unlikely successes. I mean, it's like, I love creating those kind of miracles. And again, it's not efficient. Not efficient to rewire somebody's brain. It's not efficient to hold somebody accountable consistently. But the magic of that, to me, it's not only inspiring and exciting and worth the investment my, on my side and their side, but it also shows us what's possible. So for their clients, for our students, for anybody that gets to see that transformation who has their own limitation, like maybe you're a great business person, but you're struggling in your relationship, or you have an amazing body, but you're struggling with your career or something. There's like what we're talking about business, and there's so many different areas. There's always going to be something you're probably gonna kind of shy away from. Life is even more so because there's, I don't know, 5, 10 different areas of life easily, depending on how you slice it. So there's always going to be some area where somebody is really challenged, really disempowered, seems to not be able to get out of their own way. When we see them transform that again, the unexpected and the unimaginable, then other people transform themselves, their own lives as a result of just seeing that, because it's like, well, wow, they can do that. Maybe I can show up on time. Maybe I can change what I eat. Maybe I can alter the way I navigate my career. That changes the world.
That's so inspiring. I love that so much. Yeah, we do. You know, if we see people like us who are doing great things and things that we want to do, it does get us excited and inspire us. So I love that you're doing this. This is amazing. So tell me a little bit about how long does the training take? Is it as self-paced? Is it something that, you know, they have live people working with them? How does that work?
So we have different trainings, and sometimes someone who's brand new especially will come to us and say, look, I just want to get started. And we have what's called a quick start boot camp for that. It's 30 days. Right. So something where somebody can just get their business started, start onboarding clients, learn a little bit about coaching and learn the basic coaching disciplines and skills and get the ball rolling. And so a lot of our students, that's all they'll do with us. But if we're talking about the kitchen sink, you know, the mastery level, we literally call it mastery, then that's usually about an 18-month process. Now we're trying as best we can to make that shorter. We're creating some efficiencies that should get it down to maybe 6 to 12 months, but currently it's about 18 months. And in that time period, they learn three disciplines. I mentioned two of them already: strategy, what I call strategy, which is inner and outer game, accountability, which is, as we talked about, being responsible for the actions no matter what area, and then helping your clients with that. So they're taking action and co-creating their reality with the rest of their life. But there's a third discipline that I call assessment. An assessment is just a fancy way of saying how to quickly profile your client. With usually we use various graphical tools for this. So a client can take assessments online. The coach sees the graphs and they instantly know who they're dealing with. They know a lot of aspects of that person, that client, that might take months or years to figure out just through just Socratic questioning, or they might never even think about because they weren't even looking to ask questions in that area. So they know their client that much better, and then they can coach from that perspective as well. So they learn those three disciplines in about 18 months. And then as they're learning those disciplines, they're also building an online presence. They're also generating offline business and building a business model there. They're also learning and practicing the practices of a great coaching business simultaneously. So those three disciplines, we teach them in what's called immersion trainings. And an immersion training is just about an 8 to 12 week period where you're totally immersed in that discipline. You know, you're coaching in that discipline with fellow coaches, getting feedback about it. You're learning, you're reading, you're watching videos, you're going through tutorials, you're going through live training sessions. You're doing a ton, about 10 to 15 hours a week or so for a reasonable period of time. And by the time you're done with that immersion training, you have basically mastered that discipline. And we make sure that you do that before we certify you in that discipline. But we also space out those immersion trainings about every 6 months or so, so that in between, you can go use that in the real world. And you can also integrate that discipline in the way that you feel makes the most sense for your niche, for your business outcome. And you're working on your business the rest of the time. So it's a chance to learn and then go leverage and use that stuff. And then you come back and learn more. And then you go back into the real world and you do it in a real business context. So we're trying to combine the theoretical application of this on an kind of a one-to-one basis of just getting the coaching muscle with building business muscle in the real world and actually hitting the ball with a bat and getting some results. So by the time you've got clients, now you're going back and you're mastering something else. You bring that to your clients, your practice, your business expands even more. So that's why it usually takes about 12 to 18 months at least to go through that process. Certainly, like I said, there are some coaches that just get it that much faster, and then they're just learning the different disciplines because they're kind of already great business people. But for the rest of us humans out there, 18 months is about what it takes to really nail this, not just the transition, but really building a veritable business where you're truly changing lives, you're really causing breakthroughs, and you're getting paid well for it, and you're onboarding new clients on a regular basis.
That's fantastic. You're hitting all the buttons.
Yeah.
I love that. So this leads me to if people who are listening are saying, oh my gosh, he's speaking my language, I absolutely need to reach out to him. What is the best way for them to reach out to you or learn more about your business?
So mastercoachuniversity.com is kind of our hub website. And so if you go to mastercoachuniversity.com, pretty much everything that you would ever want to know about what we do, about the university, there's a lot of free resources on there as well. We certainly have a fairly active YouTube channel. So if you just search Master Coach University on YouTube, that's a great place just to watch and learn as well. But I'd say those two places are great destinations for learning more, getting some resources, and finding out what trainings might fit for you as well, depending on what you're looking for.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we'll put that link in the show notes below so that people can just click and head on over there. So Jeffrey, this has been fantastic. But I have one last question for you. If you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
Wow, that's a big one. You know, what's interesting is I have a 14-year-old daughter. She's about to have what I hear is called a quinceañera happening in about a month. So she'll be 15. And it's been the most profound experience of my life. You could say raising her, I suppose, is another way to say it. But to me, in my world, it's coaching her, you know? So it's like every other night or so, I'll have a session with my daughter, you know? And just, you know, again, not like official, but like, hey, it's time to put her to bed. And, you know, hey, dad, here's the six different questions I have or problems I have or what I want. And she's just figured out that I'm the guy in the family to help her get whatever she wants, you know, in life or at school or whatever. And so it's so ironic because the same things that I coach all my clients in, it's like, it's the same with her. It's like, it's amazing that I've got, you know, you've got a young person, you know, just getting started in life. And she basically just needs to learn the same lessons and have the same breakthroughs and transformation as my 65-year-old clients do in maybe some specific area in their life. And so across all the different things that I've seen her experience within these modalities and within the conversations that we've had and any of my clients, I would say there's one thing that I think that would make the world so much better. And that is that if people can find out what is causing whatever it is that's happening in their life, good or bad, if people can actually get to the root of that, what in my world, you know, my predecessors would call it the source of that, then that pattern recognition is the ultimate power. Now, it's not always the inner game. Like I said, it's not always relationships like we talked about in accountability or follow through. There's never any one thing that is necessarily what transforms the world, what transforms a team, what transforms a family, what transforms life. It's usually multiple things. But the ultimate power is the ability to see through the surface level of what it looks like I'm upset because my wife yelled at me, or I'm poor because the government taxes me too much. It's like there's always the surface complaint. We all have them. And we all look at what's around us, and the brain is actually a good pattern recognition machine, but it makes mistakes. And so we're in pain, or we're broke, or we're lonely, we're in some situation, and whatever. Usually the reason why we think that situation is the way it is whatever we're looking at while we're feeling the impact of that situation, right? So it always ends up being kind of what they would call a victim mentality, right? But ultimately, regardless of how you might label it, it's seeing a surface pattern versus the deeper pattern that's behind it all. The root of what makes that tree or that flower bloom and bear fruit or wither and die, ultimately. And so finding the root, finding the pattern, finding the cause, finding the root cause, so to speak, that's the ultimate thing that makes the world a better place in business or in relationships or in politics or anything. And when myself or a coach on our team or a coach that we trained needs to transform somebody, or they want to really transform a team or an entire community, they have to discover that pattern first. They have to understand and know what is the pattern that's creating the current results, and then what is the change of the pattern that we need to cause, right? Because there is the strategy that's not working, that's already being employed. There's the strategy that would work, but how do you get from A to B? Well, there's another strategy, a transformational strategy that would actually cause the change to happen. And so usually within these three patterns, the current pattern, usually people don't even know what the current pattern is. They don't have a clue of what's really even causing things to be the way they are. They haven't truly diagnosed. But then they also need to discover what's a better pattern, and then what's the pattern that will get us there as well. What's the transitional strategy? So each one of these, there's pattern recognition that's needed. Recognizing excellence or greatness or success. Recognizing failure and what creates dysfunction or disempowers people. And then recognizing the patterns of transformation, ultimately. So that would be, in my opinion, what causes the world to be a better place. And the reason why coaches make such a difference in that, they're not necessarily the only facilitator of miracles in the world, right? But they're out there facilitating pattern recognition for people that just see the surface, for communities that don't get the other strategies that are needed, and facilitate seeing the current strategy that's not working, seeing the strategy that would work, and actually implementing a transformational strategy that would get them across that bridge, ultimately. So in my opinion, that's what makes the world a better place, whether coaches do it or leaders do it or executives do it or mothers do it. It's like finding what is at the root, what is at the source of all the results that are happening there, and then what would make a difference for moving it up a level to see those patterns, that transforms an individual life, and that can transform, in my opinion, in my experience, life itself.
Wow, I love that. So you are transforming lives all over the world, I'll bet. And you're making such a huge impact on not just your coaches, but your family. That's amazing. You're going to have a university junior or something.
Yeah, actually, one of my team members is a parenting coach now, and she was with me, still is for, I don't know, she's probably been with me for almost 12, 13 years now, and I've seen her raise her son and use these strategies with how she relates to her son has totally transformed their relationship, and that's why she wanted to get into parenting coaching and work with parents and actually work with parent coaches as well. So that's what I love about what I was lucky enough and blessed enough to learn over the years that I've been in this world is to access what really creates the miracle, to access this pattern recognition piece, and then actually find a way to facilitate that, and then find a way to help others facilitate that as well. I mean, like, I wouldn't do anything different. And then it's just a matter of application is where do we want to play?
Yeah, that's great. Oh, you are making such an impact and transformation in this world. So we are grateful for people like you, Jeffrey, who are helping our coaches become better coaches and better people. So thank you for joining me today. This has been amazing.
Yeah, it's been great to be here, and I appreciate it. And all that you do for facilitating these amazing conversations for so many different areas that up-level so many different lives. You're making such an impact, and I can't acknowledge you enough for that. And it was a great time talking to you today, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.